Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Meet Tomboy X. Makers of the original boxer briefs for women, Tomboy X designs gender and size-inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. They say that everything is bigger in Texas, but that doesn't hold true when it comes to snails. And that's not necessarily a good thing. And that's because Florida has seen an invasion once again of the notorious giant African land snail. And the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services confirmed the presence of the giant African land snails on June 23rd of 2022 in Pasco County after a master gardener first reported seeing one. 6 days later, the department quarantined the area to try to contain and treat these invasive snails. The quarantine means it's against the law to remove plants, yard waste, debris, compost, or building materials from this area without permission. The quarantine extends from a radius of about half a mile from the identified snail population and may change or grow if more snails are found. A public information director from the department told CNN that these snails likely originated from the illegal pet trade. But why are these snails such a problem? It turns out they're one of the most invasive pests on the planet. You can think of snails as a sort of biological cleanup crew. They'll eat just about any plant matter, and anything that's dead, too. This species will eat at least 500 different types of plants, so they're potentially devastating to Florida's agriculture and natural areas. But they can also be harmful to humans. They can carry a parasite known as rat lungworm that's known to cause meningitis. Humans can get infected with rat lungworm if they eat raw or undercooked snails infected with the parasite. People can also get sick after eating contaminated produce, such as lettuce. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it doesn't know whether the giant African land snails in the United States are infected with rat lungworm, but it warns people should not handle the snails without wearing gloves. It also advises people thoroughly wash fresh produce to prevent infection. The snails are illegal to own, import, or sell in Florida without a permit for these reasons. And that name. They're not known as giant snails for nothing. These massive mollusks dwarf all others in Florida and anywhere else on Earth. Their shells are cone-shaped, usually light to dark brown in color, with golden stripes that run the length. They can grow up to 8 inches or 20 centimeters long. Compare that to other typical Florida snails, which average about 1 to 1.5 inches in length. That's about 2.5 to 4 centimeters. Researchers believe that the giant African land snail is originally from East Africa, though it's now found in the Ivory Coast and Morocco, and throughout the Indo-Pacific Basin, the Caribbean, Brazil, and northernmost Argentina. It was first detected in Havana, Cuba in 2014, and has rapidly spread across the island ever since. A population was discovered in Costa Rica in 2021 as well. These snails can survive in many environments, though they do require calcium, because that's how they grow those shells. They thrive in locations rich with limestone, marl, and even concrete and cement. They live on average between 3 and 5 years, but can live as long as 9 years. And in that time, they reproduce fast. Adult snails of these species have both male and female sexual organs. They still need to mate to produce eggs, but any given snail can impregnate any other given snail, or a pair can mutually impregnate each other. And once they do, one snail can produce between 400 and 1,000 eggs a year. The snails bury the eggs in cool soil, and when they hatch, juvenile snails eat their eggshells and then burrow underground for up to 2 weeks. If conditions get bad for adult snails, they can bury themselves in soil and stay dormant for up to a year. This isn't the first time Florida has seen an influx of giant African land snails. The pests were first detected in 1969 and eradicated in 1975. The most recent eradication took 11 years, from 2011 to 2021, during which the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services worked with the USDA and canine detector dogs to find and remove 168,538 snails from 32 areas in Broward and Miami-Dade counties. Now the work has begun in Pasco County. Today's episode is based on the article, Giant African Land Snails Invade South Florida Again, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Sarah Gleim. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang and Ramsey Young. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Meet Tomboy X, makers of the original boxer briefs for women. Tomboy X designs gender and size inclusive underwear and apparel. Use code IHEART at checkout for 20% off your first purchase only at TomboyX.com.